This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis lilinishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shleima for kol chayli Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are in a sunim b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Shavuos, Perik Hey Mishnah Dalet. And now we're going to talk about the concept of when somebody wants to make someone else make a shavua, if it's for something that's a knas, that or anything that would have been, if he would have admitted on his own, he would be potter, then he doesn't have to make a shavua. So we're giving the example over here of someone who has been ma'anes a nara, meaning someone went ahead and forced a young lady to do an aveira with him, and therefore the father is entitled to 50 shekel. According to the Torah, it says that he gets 50 shekelim. Now, he goes over now to the person who did the aveira. Anasto is upatisa is biti. Another example, another scenario is if he was just convinced her without having forced her, either anasta, he forced her to do aveira, upatisa, or he convinced her to do the aveira, is biti, my daughter. Vu aimer, and the person who did it says, lo anasti, lo patisi, he didn't do the aveira, he didn't do the aveira. Mashpiachani, the person who's the father says, well, I want to make you swear. V'amar amen, and that person said amen to this making him swear. Chayev, he is chayev a carbon if it's not true, if it's actually that he did do it. Reb Shimon says that he's potter from the bringing the carbon because it would be something that he wouldn't have paid for. She'ena mishalem knas al piatzmai. He doesn't pay a knas al piatzmai. If he would admit to that, he would have been potter from paying the 50 shkalim, and therefore he's potter from paying for a shvua that was false. So they said to him, "Avo pisha ena mishalem knas al piatzmai." Even though he doesn't pay a knas, however, he is entitled to certain amounts of monies because mishalem boishes subgam al piatzmai. He does end up paying boishes, how much he had made somebody, anybody who damaged someone else. So he has to pay the damages of embarrassing that person, and also pugam, whatever harm it inflicted in that person. And in this person that he had inflicted damage and harm in, he needs to pay her that as well, and therefore he should be mechuyev, a carbon, if he swears and it's false. So the question here really is on the technical detail, really, of these things, whether or not it's a knas, whether or not the knas is potter if he would admit it on his own. But it seems that everybody agrees that if he would be potter, if he admitted it on his own, then he's not mechuyev if he swears falsely for it. Yasher koyach and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.